Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Yud Aleph 411, the third to last mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar, as we close in at the end of Maaseh. If you remember when we started discussing, there are 52 mitzvahs in Sefer Bamidbar. We have done, Baruch Hashem, 49 of them. The last three now we have in the end of Maaseh. So the first one has to do with Eidus. Shelo yore ha'eid bedin sheheid bo bedin nefashos. What is the pasuk? The pasuk in the Torah is somewhat unclear. As we will see, the Rambam and the Ramban have totally different ideas about what this mitzvah is trying to tell us, and they each count a different mitzvah. The Rambam counts the mitzvah that we're going to focus on, which the Chinuch counts, and the Ramban counts this pasuk with a totally different understanding. But says the Torah, towards the end of Maaseh, as we know, the discussion is of Arei Miklat, as with the past few mitzvahs have been about. The Torah tells us, Kol maki nefesh lefi edim yirtzach es harotzeach. Anyone who kills somebody, lefi edim, anybody who has witnesses and hasra, and is chayiv misa, yirtzach es harotzeach, he is chayiv misa. The eid echad lo ya'ane benefesh lamus. One witness cannot say anything about a case of dinin nefashos lamus. One eid is not allowed to kill somebody. So what exactly is that phrase referring to? Ve'eid echad lo ya'ane benefesh lamus. So according to the Rambam, this pasuk is teaching me that if an eid gives testimony in dinin nefashos, they can no longer give any other opinions about the case. Right, they already give testimony. Anybody else could say, I want to do this, I want to do that, but this person cannot give any other testimony. As we'll see based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel is going to be the source for this, but first let us see what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Says the Chinuch, Shelo yedaber ha'eid bifnei bezdin bedin asher yo'ed ala bedin nefashos. A witness cannot say a word after testifying in a capital crimes case, zulasi b'hagadas edus ulovad, except for the hagadas edus. He gives testimony, Reuven killed Shimon, that's it, that's all he could say. V'afa pishehu maskil v'chacham, even if he's very smart. What if he wants to give some tips to the judges? You know what, I think this, and I think that, and I think if you look at it this way, more meaning giving more than just the testimony. He wants to give some advice. That's an iser daraisa. Because a witness cannot be a judge. If you're a witness, that's it. You can't wear two hats in halacha. Just like we had a couple of days ago, we had a dayan can't be an aid. Right? An aid can't be a dayan in terms of re'iyah. You have to actually see the case, and not just see the case, I'm sorry, accept testimony about the case. Seeing isn't enough. So here, once a person acts as an aid, they cannot give any other 2 cents to the judges. Shnei Amar Veidecha Lo Yana Benefesh Lamus. Because of our Rambam, and the Rambam says V'nichba Halav Bezeho Inyan Shnei Amar Lo Yumas Al Pied Echad. It also says it later in the Torah. A person shall not die based on the mouth of one witness. So on the postures, what does that mean? They always need two edim. Apishnei edim Yachum Davar. One witness is not good enough to kill somebody. Right, that's the davar pasha. One witness could be kam l'shvua, could cause somebody to make an oath. One person might have some ramifications for dinei mamonos, but one cannot kill somebody in capital crimes. That's the simple interpretation. But the additional level of interpretation, say Chazal, is that an aid who testified in dinei nefashos must keep his mouth closed and not give any other advice. Klomar yehari b'mishpat ha'eid v'yamru b'sanhedrin ve'lo yana b'nefesh bein l'skluz bein l'chova ubirat shatam azehu mishum demechzi kinogea be'eduso. The Chiddush is quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lama Gimel, Lama Beis, going over to Lama Dalar and Aleph. It's a machlokas tanoim. But the Chiddush is paskening that he's not allowed to say a word. Ve'eid echalo yana b'nefesh bein l'schuz bein l'chova. Why? Answers the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Kro, Eid echalo yana b'nefesh lamus, lamusu deino one, aval l'schuz one. That was the other opinion. V'rabbanan amar reish lakish, mishum temechzi kenogea be'eduso. It appears like he said something, but maybe now he's saying, I'm going to kill somebody. Is that really allowed? I don't know if that's such a good idea. If I'm going to do this, I know it's true, but he's having second thoughts. No, you can't take back your testimony. But not only can you not take back, you can't add to your testimony at this point. That is the drasha that Chazal have, and this is the mitzvah. Good. Continues the chinuch. What I've already quoted earlier in Mitzvah 409 and Mitzvah Tav Tes, look there, that is the same shorish of the Mitzvah that we mentioned here. That was the Mitzvah of not killing somebody before you bring them to court. That's what we mentioned, if Bez Din all sees. And the key of that Mitzvah was that Nefashis is very... very difficult and very challenging area, and you have to be very careful that it's not weighed one way or the other. So here too, the witness, just give me the objective evidence, and let us take care of it. The judges will take care of it. You cannot be part of this. Midini ha-mitzvah. Now let's get to the pratim, and then we'll expand upon it. Mash'amr zacharan lo'vracha. She'ed, heyed, bidini nefashis. An aid that gave capital crime testimony. V'yamar acharkein, yesh li lamed alav z'chus. And then he says, you know what? I have a zchus. So usually we say there's a concept of etzilu ha'eda. Whenever the judges say that there's somebody else, let's say somebody else runs it, oh, I can find a zchus. What if the Baal Din himself, what if the victim being let out says, you know what? I have another reason why I should be innocent. You schlep him back to court. No matter what, you shove him back. After a few times, maybe you see that he's joking, so Bezin doesn't have to take him seriously anymore. But Miekara did, it can be, but not the Edim. The Edom give their testimony, finish, nothing more. Mishaskin oso, shein makabel mimenu laharos alav shum davar acher, shu eid alav. Right, testimony is up until the shas hagada, and after that they cannot add. By medver mamurim, bedine nefashis. This is only, when can they not add? By dine nefashis. Avo bedine mamanis. Yesh le lelam yischus rechova. By monetary issues, then they can give testimony, but then they can put in more information. The principle of ein aid naaseh dayan applies even to dinei mamonos. Once you're a witness, then you can't be a judge in the case. But the idea of not opening up your mouth after you gave testimony, so that is only by dinei nefashos. And this only applies to cases where edus is required. Aval b'shul devrayim, by issues d'rabbanan, aid naaseh dayan. For example, he says, when aid naaseh dayan b'kiyum shtaris. An aid can be a dayan by kiyum shtaris. What is kiyum shtaris? Comes up a few places in Shas. As we know, whenever there is a shtar, a document that is written, that is signed by two witnesses, midaraisa, that shtar is brought to court, so that it's payable. Nechgra kamisha, right, edim ha-chasumen ala shtar, ra-kiilu nechgra edusim b'bezdin. The shtar talks. That's the chiddush of shtaros. It's a din daraisa. The shtar talks and says, I am a kosher shtar. I am not paid up yet. That's the din. Midrabanan, there is a tzorach to be mekayim, to aver the signatures. How do you aver or affirm the signatures? One of three ways. Either you get two other people, to testify that this is Reuben and Shimon assigned. So you get Levi and Yehuda to say, this is Reuben and Shimon's signatures, two other witnesses. Or you get another document that Reuben and Shimon signed on that was already Mekuyam, and you compare the signatures. Or number three, the Edom themselves could come and say, these are our signatures. That is a Tzorech Durabanan of Kiyim Shtaris. If anybody ever wants to use a Shtar, they have to be Mekuyam the Shtar. Fine. Says the Sefer Chinuch right here, that's allowed. The aid itself is allowed to be Mekuyam the Shtar. So he testified, and now he's adding on, and he is saying that this is exactly right. He's basically judging the case. That's okay, because that's a context derabanan, and the Chazal allowed it. To be daraisa, either chasumen al shtar, not to kamish nechri disubavest. And as I just said, that really on a daraisa level, shtar is shtar. But on a derabanan level, they can't add it. But now I guess mitzvah zubis charm levat, the mitzvah only applies to males, ubizman, habayis, visanhedrin, bimkoma. When you have a beis hamikdash, when there's dinei nefashos, right? This mitzvah only applies by capital crimes, that an aid is not allowed to add anything. The aid shehayid, v'avar alzeh, Diber bidin. If the aide says something and they say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You're not allowed to add on. And he continues going, being the schools, being lechova, over alavzeh, it's an isidaraisa, but there is no malchus because it's davar she'ein bo maisa. Good. Let's do the Ramban and then we'll talk about aidus in general. The Ramban, as I mentioned, does not learn out like the Rambam. Does not add that this is a mitzvah that an aid in the farshas is not allowed to add on. There is no such mitzvah, says the possibly. Rabban doesn't, specifically argue on the Rambam, maybe he agrees to it, but he says there is another idea that is learned down, and that's in the Hosafos. The Rabban has the additional mitzvahs to asay tes, the losat say tes. The Rabban counts that one is not allowed to rely on aidus miyuchedes, He had a big sugi at a number of places. It is miyuchedes, singular edus, meaning if two witnesses see something, but they don't see each other, and they're not aware of each other. They only see what happened. Two people see from two different windows that Reuven killed Shimon. They are not mitztaref for dinin nefashos. They are mitztaref for dinin mamonos, but they're not mitztaref for dinin nefashos. And relying on them would be an iser. That's what it means. Don't rely on one witness. That's what the pasuk means here. The Rambam said don't rely on one witness to open his mouth after he already gave testimony in the case. The Ramban, in mitzvahs losa say test that he adds on, says you're not allowed to rely on ages b'yuchedes. That's what he says here. Pir yuzeh akasuv, techinach counseled, shalo yumas abiyarecha balavacher, fushlo lakabal ages b'yuchedes b'din nefashos, v'zeh kon sheyo edem roon oso echem michalon zeh, v'echem michalon zeh. They don't see each other. By din mamonos, that would be okay. But by din nefashos, it would not be okay. The Megillah Esther on the Rambam says, what is the Rambam jumping on? The Rambam learns a different mitzvah from this Isser. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it. The Rambam says, oh, the Rambam forgot it. The Rambam didn't forget it. The Rambam counts a different mitzvah from this pasuk, so this pasuk is not open. It's true. You're not allowed to rely on Eidus Miuchedes, but the Rambam would say that's just a detail of Inyane Dayanim, of Bezdin, of Dinim. But that's not specifically counted as a lo sase. The Ramban counted as a lo sase, but either way, that's the machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Meshech Chachma also discusses this in our parsha, where he quotes the Megillah Esther, and he says that the reason is Shaysev Ayn Megillah Esther Shelo Yada BeMechila Mikvodo Derech Rabenu. The Rabenu Pirish Time of Mitzvahs Lo Sase. He already quotes our Avera from today's mitzvah, and he quotes it again at the end of Dvarim Ubedin Nefashos Levad Aser Lo Mod Lo Zchus V'Lo Chova. Having his Bar Lacha Tam Rabenu. And the Rambam explained what he holds. And he says, he totally does not hold, and he continues and says, Eidus Miuchedes is based on a totally different drasha. It's not based on the drasha the Ramban uses, and that's why the Rambam and the Ramban do not have to be arguing here. They might hold of each other, but they just don't count it as separate mitzvahs. We already discussed, back in beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the mitzvah d'oraisa to give testimony. The mitzvah of Haggadah's Eidus. I'd like to talk for a few minutes we have now. About this mitzvah of Eidus, we discussed it there a little bit, but we'll talk about it again now. It's been a while, and hopefully we'll add on one or two more points. There are possibly two types of witnesses. Then we spoke about the mitzvah, but when one gives testimony, there are two types of witnesses. Are there two types of witnesses, or only one type of witness? Well, let's see. It's based on a Gemara in Kiddushin. That's where the action is. Kiddushin Samachema base. The Gemara there discusses the halacha that if two people get married, wonderful, mazel tov, or at least they try to get married, and there's only one witness there, ain't choshin l'kiddushin. We're not choshish at all that it's a marriage. If one witness witnessed the marriage, and Reuven said it, even if there was a video, but only one person saw it in person, the halacha is ain't choshin l'kiddushin. They're not married. And the question is, why not? Amalei Ravashi Lur of Kahana, and they say we got married. They admit it. Say, ask the Gemara. Kiddusha Zamachayim Abeis. My Daitach. The Yalfas Davar Davar Mi Mamon. Why are you saying that it's not going to work? Because you learn Xavier Shava from Dini Mamonis, and Dini Mamonis needs two witnesses. Just like Dini Mamonis needs two witnesses, so too marriage. But one second. Imalahalan Hodas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. Afkan Hodas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. If you're going to learn it from Dini Mamonis, so why don't you say the principle of Hodas Baldin? Right, if somebody comes to court and says, I owe Reuven $100, they're chayv to pay. Hodos baldin is like 100 witnesses. So why don't you apply that principle here by marriage? If they say they got married, they got married. Right, if the whole source for needing two witnesses is by mamonos, and that's where it comes from, so why don't you say that hodos baldin works? So Amar Lei answers the Gemara, Rav Kahana, Hasam lo kachayiv la'achrini. Hacha kachayiv la'achrini. No, by Dini Mamonis, you know why it works, Hodas Baldin, because you're not obligating anybody else. I say I owe $100, so I have to pay $100. But here, they say we're married, they're creating Isurim for other people. If they're married, then this husband is now usher to his wife's sister. There's a new Isur on this sister, and on all the other relatives. So therefore, says the Gemara, you can't say Hodas Baldin when it is Chav L'Achrini, when it affects others. The Rashba says, what about a Ger or a Gioras? There's no Chav L'Achrini there. No Chav L'Achrini, nobody's related. Oh, but it's still a woman who's off the market. Right? She's Aser to other people because of Eish HaZish. So there's still Iser created. So you read this Gemara, the question is, how fundamental is that last line? If you look at the Ksos in Simen, Reish, Mem, Aleph, the Ksos seems to say that there is one type of witnesses. There's one type of witnesses. there are what we call Eidei Birur. What's the purpose of a witness? To declare what occurred. Levarer hadavar. That's why we usually have witnesses. Levarer hadavar. Eidei Birur. Why by a wedding do you need witnesses there? Because we have a very high standard to make sure that we know what happened. That's all. Lufiza Nira says the Ksos. Hadachsiv al Pishnaim Eidim Yakum Davar. Hainu Dibelo Eidim Lomiskayim Davar Klal. Without witnesses, it didn't happen. Aval Dagabi Mamon Dibaldin Naaman Kamea Eidim. Are you Eidim Atmo? There's a Chiddush by Dini Mamonis Hodos Baldin. So you had witnesses there, and that's why it's Mevurar. But by Gitin Vikidushin, there is no such Chiddush called Hodos Baldin Kamea Eidim Dami. Why don't we trust that Chiddush? Because of Chavla Achridi, because of this Gemara, and then they answer to the relatives, and therefore you need two witnesses. The Ksos, what's important for the Ksos is more what he does not say than what he does say. He discusses this Gemara and says there's one type of witnesses, and by marriage you have a higher standard of the Eidei Birur. You need super Eidei Birur. You need them to be there to make sure that we know what occurred. Number one. But if you look at Reb Chaim argues, Reb Chaim, based on this Gemara, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, Dalet Tezayin, he comes up with the chiluk of two very different types of witnesses. Eidei Birur and Eidei Kiyum, as it's called. Eidei Birur are witnesses that are there just to determine what occurred. Levarer es hadavar. But then, sometimes, you need Eidim to be present at a religious ceremony, not because we just need a raya to know what happened afterwards, but because this event is so sacred, is so chashuv, that we need people to witness it, and without people witnessing it, the event didn't occur halachically. The Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say, the Eidim create the formal solemnizing presence that the action of transcendence takes place. I remember that by heart. I remember I wrote it down. But that's it. There's a solemnizing presence here. The witnesses have to be there. It's a marriage. It's a marriage. How could you ever get married without people witnessing it? Right? Halacha says it didn't happen. You need edim l'kiyume milsa. And he says there are different types of actions. For example, chalitza does not need Eidei Kiyum, only Eidei Birur. A marriage would. Alkein bein an Eidim l'kiyum ma'isav. Masha'en kein by other actions. See, machal, you have to look through each context. By a regular kinyan. Regular kinyan is Eidei Birur. You don't need Eidei Kiyum there for the kinyan to take place. But according to this, how does Reb Chaim understand the Gemara and Kiddushin? Chavla Achrini doesn't mean, oh, it affects others. And that's why the Rashba said, well, what if the person doesn't have any relatives? No, affects others means that this act is a transcendental act, a changing status act. The woman is becoming an Ashes Ish, and therefore this act, being Chavla Achrini, is so important that it's a different type of witnesses that are required. It's Eidei Kiyum and not Eidei Birur. That's what the Gemara means. And that is the Reb Chaim's Chiddush. Reb Soloveitchik, the Rav, used this to say that maybe not only do you have these two types in the world of Eidim, Eidei Kiyum and Eidei Birur, but also in the world of Dayanim, judges. Judges on the surface are Levara Hadavar. There's a question, there's a fight, there's a machlokas. Eidim, the witness, judges come and say, this is the halacha. Even the judges of 71, sometimes there's a major machlokas, you don't know what to do, so you go to the Bezen HaGadol. But, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin HaGadol isn't only used to make decisions. Sometimes you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol just to be there, because there are certain areas of halacha that are so crucial, maybe adding on to the Kedusha, expanding the borders of Yerushalayim. You need the Sanhedrin HaGadol there. Why? Because they're going to have to figure out? No, what if you know exactly what's going to happen? You need their presence there. So even in the world of Dayanim, you have Dayanim Shel Birur, which is most of the time, and Dayanim Shel Kiyum. And he even adds, and the Brisker Rav also talks about this, Ala Torah, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu himself served different functions. Because there's a steer in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. One line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Moshe Rabbeinu is in place of 71. B'makom Ayin Aleph Kai. And then the other Gemara says, well, no, there were 70 elders, and Moshe was Al-Gaben. That's the source of 71 judges for the Sanhedrin Al-Gadol. So is Moshe one, or is he 71? So explains Reb Chaim. I'm sorry, explains Reb Soloveitchik. Reb Yosef Dov, they're off. If you're talking about the Moshe Rabbeinu as Kiyum, his presence as a Jew, so then he's only one. he's no greater than any other Jew. But if it's about Birur, Moshe being Mevarer something, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Emes Vesoroso Emes. You can't get a better Birur than having Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, even Moshe Rabbeinu. So Reb Chaim said it about Edim, Reb Soloveitchik expanded it in the Yahrzeit Drasha, in Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mori, in the second Chelek, both to judges and to Moshe Rabbeinu. There is one other final point to discuss, and that is, we know, we don't trust, today's mitzvah is about one person can't be Mosef. So one versus two. We know one witness generally is not accepted, you need two witnesses. Why is that? And what's the Chiddush? Is it a Chiddush that we accept two? Or is it a Chiddush that we don't accept one? You could say opposite svaras. One could say, well, really, we shouldn't believe anybody. Who says these people are telling the truth? Two people come to court, they say Reuven owes money. Who says? Why should we trust him? That's the Rambam svara. If you look on the Rambam, in two places, in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah, both in Perek Zayin and in Perek Ches. The Rambam discusses, comparing this to a Navi Sheker, the Rambam says, just like we have to listen to two witnesses, even though they might be lying, we have no idea, but still, that's what the Torah says, the end of Perek Zayin. He talks about a Navi who does osos. He says, Afal pike mitzvah l'shmolo, even though he might be lying. Hov adam gadol hu v'chacham v'roi l'nevuah, ma'amidin osol cheskaso, shebekach nitztavinu. We're commanded to listen to a Navi who brings osos. Kimo she nitztavinu lachtoch hadin al pishnei edim ksherim. V'afal pishe efshah sheheidu b'sheker. Even though it's possible the two witnesses are lying, doesn't matter. That's what the halacha is. So you read the Rambam in Perek Zayin, he says it again in Perek Ches, and you saw the Torah, even trusting two is a Chiddush. But if you look at others, if you look at the Ksos, different Ksos, the Ksos in Simin Lamed, Oz Tes, he quotes a Ramban, in one of the Tshuvas HaMiuchas of the Ramban, where the Ramban says, really we should trust one aid. Really one aid. Everybody has a Cheskas Kashrus. After all, we trust one aid by Yisurim, Eid Echanim and Bisurim, so by Mamanus and Nefashas, the stakes are higher, you're right. But really, at root, we should trust. But it's a Chiddush that we don't. For higher standards. But it's interesting, the question is, what's the rule, what's the exception, what's the chiddush, what's pashut? In terms of witnesses, two versus one. Again, there's a lot of discussion here. Rav Shimon Shkaf discusses this in Shar Yoshar and Shar Yud, and others, Shar Vav, and others discuss it as well. But today we did one detail in Eidus of Nefashas, the Eid cannot add on. But Hashem, the two mitzvahs now that we have left is relating back to murderers, murderers b'shogeg, murderers b'mezid, as we will see. Okay, we'll stop here.